Hello, thank you for joining us today. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, and we know by faith the elders received a good report. We know that as we look to the kingdom of God and the times of trouble that will come upon earth, we must remain faithful until the end, so that when Jesus Christ returns, we who are the called, chosen, and faithful are with Jesus Christ as the world stands opposed to him. Throughout the Bible, we recently saw examples of faith in action, from the faith of Abel who brought the more excellent sacrifice, to the faith of Rahab the harlot, and so many more. Reading and studying about people of faith should lead each of us to a deeper place of a conviction in our own lives, and yet sometimes we think of the faith chapter of the Bible, Hebrews 11, which last week's sermon was built around, and sometimes overlook that Hebrews 11 introduces concluding directives of Hebrews. Through chapter 11 of Hebrews, we are given a detailed overview of faith, and with that overview, what are we to do with all of that information? We look at the final chapters of Hebrews, which help us better understand the position of faith in our lives. With all of the information we are given in the faith chapter, Hebrews 11, chapter 12 begins with the word wherefore, which means considering all of the information we have just read. This is what it means for us. We are reminded that we have these examples of faith from the Bible to use in our own spiritual development, and that we need to use these examples of faith to lose those things which hinder our spiritual development, such as sin, so we are a lighter weight and able to finish the race that is before us. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also come past with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. The race that we run is a spiritual race, and we look to Jesus who started us on this race and who is waiting for us at the finish line, knowing that to make this happen, Jesus suffered so much. Knowing that Jesus suffered should give us pause to consider that as we endure hardship in this life, it is with the approval of God, so that we can be brought to this finish line, this place of holiness that awaits us in the kingdom of God. Verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards, and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Our spiritual calling is likened to an athletic competition, a race. And even Paul used this comparison to tell us that we should run the spiritual race before us to obtain the gold medal. Unlike sports competitions of the day where decades from now, the heroes of today will be a footnote of history, the spiritual race we are running will establish us for all of eternity. If we ignore the spiritual race that is before us, we won't even be a footnote in history. Each of us has to be spiritually determined to run the race we have before us. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth a prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body and bring it unto subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be cast away. We have to live our lives so that at any time in our life we can each say that we have fought the good fight, never surrendering to Satan and sin as we run the spiritual race that is before us, keeping the faith so that we will receive the crown of righteousness at the return of Jesus. 2 Timothy 4, verse 6. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all of them that also love his appearing. The faith that we have will keep us on the straight and narrow path as we keep constant in prayer. Hebrews 12, verse 12. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. As we keep constant in prayer, we will remain mindful of the words of Jesus, who told the disciples to not be a hypocrite in our prayers, praying so that we are seen of others. Instead, the prayers that we offer will be done so the prayer is done privately with God as our witness. Matthew 6, verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. It is through prayer that we let our requests be made known to God, and because of this heavenly access, we do not need to be anxious, knowing God hears our prayers and will respond to them in a way that fulfills his will for each of our lives. And that knowledge will bring us peace of mind through God and Jesus Christ. Philippians 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The straight path we are to keep brings us to life, and it should not come to a surprise that few are on this path, because that is what Jesus told the disciples. The wider highway that so many use through life brings people to their own destruction. Matthew 7, verse 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. The faith that we have will lead us to seek peace with all people and to also seek holiness. We understand that we are the called, chosen, and faithful, and as the faithful, we will never sell our birthright like Esau did. We will diligently seek the promise of eternal life that we have through Jesus Christ. Hebrews 12, verse 14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. We will hate that which is evil, being close to that which is good. We will be kind to all people and prefer those who are also of the faith, treating all people equally and not be swayed by a person based on their personality, ego, or wealth. We will not live a life based on revenge and will instead base our life on honesty. As much as it is possible, we will live peaceably with all people and use good to overcome evil. Romans 12, verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink, for in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. As followers of Jesus, we know the heritage of the Old Testament and the story of the people of Israel. But their story is not the life we live today. We do not live in a time when God was so scary that even Moses was afraid. But we live in a time when we are called to be part of the first fruits, the church of the firstborn, through God the Father and Jesus Christ. Even though Abel offered the more excellent sacrifice, what we have available to us through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is of far greater significance to each of us. Hebrews 12, verse 18. For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice that they heard entreated that the words should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with the dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God and judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. It is through Jesus Christ we have peace with God. Through Jesus Christ, there is no need for any type of doubt or anxiety when it comes to God. Even though we have this peace with God, we know that times of trouble will come to each of us, and that God will use these times of trouble to bring us to salvation, knowing that it is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ that gives us the opportunity for eternal life. Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we are yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. The faith that we have never silences the will of God in our lives. We who are the called, chosen, and faithful stay focused on God and his kingdom, counting this as a sure thing. We know that if we turn from God, we cannot hide from God, also knowing of what awaits this world during the end time. We will serve God acceptably and with an incredible awe. Hebrews 12, verse 25. See that you refuse not him that speaketh, for they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifying the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. We will never silence the will of God in our lives, nor will we silence the faith that we have that comes through Jesus. Matthew 10, verse 32. Whosoever therefore shall confess me unto men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Silencing the will of God and the faith that we have that comes through Jesus is also linked to false teachings. Those false teachings bring in heresies that deny Jesus and cause rifts within the faith. 2 Peter 2, verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of the truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. The faith that we have reminds us to have unending brotherly love. We have a special bond to others of the faith, just like we have a special bond to those who are our family. Hebrews 13, verse 1. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Brotherly love is not always easy to have, especially if your family wasn't particularly close. The Thessalonians had no problem with brotherly love and were reminded of the need to also be focused on their own spiritual development and to be self-sufficient. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 9. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more, and that ye study to be quiet, and do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you. That ye walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. Brotherly love develops through the Holy Spirit and is an extension of faith that also includes virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, and godliness. Beyond brotherly love is love, the type of love that God has for each of us. 2 Peter 1, verse 5. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. The faith that we have reminds us to remember those who are imprisoned, who suffer adversity. That same faith respects the institution of marriage, knowing that it is God who will judge all who through their actions disrespect marriage. Hebrews 13, verse 3. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Jesus taught that his followers would remember and visit those who were imprisoned or who suffered adversity. Those who remember these people are compared to the sheep who will enter into eternal life. And those who only claim the name of Jesus without remembering these same people will not enter into eternal life. Matthew 25, verse 37. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat, was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in, naked, and ye clothed me not, sick and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee in hunger, or thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. In acknowledging that God will judge those who do not respect the institution of marriage, we acknowledge that it is God and never ourselves who does the judging. Jesus warned his followers to not judge. We are put on notice that we will be judged as we judge others. If we judge harshly, we will be judged because as people, we, like the people we judge, are not yet perfect. It is not our place to spiritually judge others because as long as we live as mortal humans, we will live within a world of sin. We cannot allow ourselves to be hypocrites who see ourselves as without sin while judging others for their sins. Instead, we should be working solely to remove the sin that is within our lives. And if we think we are without sin, we are deceiving ourselves. Matthew 7, verse 1. Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considereth not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote of thy brother's eye. The faith that we have leads us to guard the words that come out of our mouth, focusing our words on what is needed for salvation instead of focusing our words on that which is sin. Hebrews 13, verse 6. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Paul wrote to the Ephesians and reminded the reader to not lie and speak the truth with others, and should we be angry, to not let anger become a doorway for sin. Paul also explained the need to be fighting Satan. We cannot give an inch to Satan in anything, because when we give an inch, Satan will take much more than a foot. As followers of Jesus, we will honestly work for what we need and desire, and will focus what we say in such a way that it brings no harm to any person as we show kindness to each other. Ephesians 4, verse 25. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you, and with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. The faith that we have reminds us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The faith that we have reminds us to be respectful of those who speak about the Word of God, and yet also reminds us to not be carried about by a strange and diverse doctrine. The faith that we have reminds us that we are saved through forgiveness of sin, which comes through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, not through anything else. The faith that we have gives us reason to offer the sacrifice of praise to God because of the death and resurrection of Jesus. Hebrews 13, verse 7. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever, be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them which have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts, whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach, for here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Paul reminded the Ephesians of the same, telling them that through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have forgiveness of sin. Jesus also created different offices of ministry, all for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry and spiritual development of the people, so there can be unity of the faith focused on Jesus Christ, by whom we can measure ourselves so that we are not tossed about by strange and diverse doctrines. But spiritually developed to the point, our faith grows into the type of love that God has for us all, so that we can become like Jesus. Ephesians 4, verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascendeth up on high, he led captivity captive, he gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that is ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith to the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him all things, which is the head, even Christ. The faith that we have is a faith that we must keep as we endure to the end. We know we live in turbulent times, and the Bible shows that turbulent times are only the beginning of sorrows, and that through the course of time will come a time when, for the name of Jesus, the called, chosen, and faithful will be singled out for affliction, and for some even death. The faith that we have will keep us from being carried about with strange and diverse religious teachings, and that is essential, because during this future time of persecution, many will be deceived by false prophets as the love of many grows cold. We who are the called, chosen, and faithful must endure to the end to be saved, knowing that the gospel of the kingdom of God has to be preached in all the world first. Matthew 24, verse 9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Revelation shows that at the return of Jesus, it is we who are the called, chosen, and faithful who will be with Jesus, as everyone else stands in opposition to Jesus and the kingdom of God. And we know that Jesus will win. Revelation 17, verse 14. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords, King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. The faith that we have as the called, chosen, and faithful gives us great confidence in God and Jesus Christ. To the Philippians, Paul wrote that he always thanked God for them and kept them in his prayers. He reminded them of an important concept that we need to remember. It is God who has called and chosen us through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we must be equally confident that God who has called and chosen us will not leave or abandon us, and will continue to spiritually develop each of us through the return of Jesus Christ. That good work that was started in each of us through our calling will not be abandoned by God. As Paul reminded the Philippians to grow in love, knowledge, and discernment, we are also reminded of the need for the same in our lives, so that on the scale of perfection, we will be found to be excellent, more excellent than that more excellent sacrifice of Abel, as we become filled with the spiritual fruits of righteousness, not by our actions or ego, but through Jesus Christ, for the glory and praise of God. Philippians 1, verse 3. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day unto now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to thank this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge, and in all judgment. He may approve things that are excellent, and he may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Hebrews 11 is very well known as the faith chapter, and the faith that we have leads us to so much more than what is contained in that chapter. When we read the accounts of how so many people of faith lived so long ago, we are given much more than just a warm and fuzzy feeling. The faith that we have causes us to know that we are the called, chosen, and faithful. It leads us to know that even in times of uncertainty and difficulty, God will bring us through in the manner He determines for our salvation and the future kingdom of God. The faith that we have focuses our attention on the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, knowing that our salvation is not the result of what we have done, but comes through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The faith that we have gives us incredible hope to face the most difficult situations and gives us the strength to fight Satan, never ceding an inch. The faith that we have gives us incredible confidence as we know that God, who has begun a good work in us, will see it through to perfection. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together next time on the Sabbath. Until then, thank you for joining us today.